Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to another podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Module 9, Sustaining Growth and Confidence. We'll be looking at how to put together a long-term plan for maintaining confidence and resilience, establish strategies for ongoing self-care and support. We'll be looking at why it's important to set your goals. And we're looking at creating self-care, you know, maybe a calendar to integrate learned practices in our daily life. So I hope everyone's been enjoying the podcast so far. And this is number 9. We're not too far before finishing off this, completing this particular module. And personally, it's been a lot of fun putting this together, this particular course, because I'm feeling like I'm really understanding more, you know, as a teacher as a facilitator to provide a course like this, to see things in myself like blocks that how often when catastrophe hits and when you over catastrophize that you go into this victim mode and then you're looking for the assurance, you know, you're looking for reassurance and that's a negative because that kind of holds us in our tracks. That does not make us move forward. That kind of holds us in prison. The mental prison, the psychic prison. So, yeah, so far it's been a highlight to do it again, this particular course, and I look forward to doing it again. Whoever wants to join, you know, the offer when it comes around, it's also will be available on the membership. So, yeah, I think it's all that. So today, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, let's go on and talk a little bit now, give it a little bit more light, and let's talk to sustaining growth and confidence in the module. So it is. We're on the journey. We're all on a journey of personal development and sustaining growth to confidence. You know, you get those aha moment and you think, yeah, I've got this, and before you know, life takes over, and then you've gone slippery dippity do, and you've lost your do. So we got to keep the doing going. Keep us on the high vibration. Keep us focused on, you know, here's that feeling again. I feel I need to be reassured. I need some validation. Here's that feeling again, and then step sideways, step backwards, you know, beside ourselves, and see if we can, you know, move forward. I noticed that it's a big block for us. And where did it originate from? Where did this kind of thick thinking or this kind of pattern originate from? How did you become such a, you know, needing a to be validated so much, to be loved, or in that kind of nature, or always looking, you know, I don't know what to do. I better get advice. How about we fumble and actually build confidence through fumbling? right? By making mistakes, and it's okay, you know? And so face those challenges. So in this module, actually it's designed to equip us, you know, with any changes, you know, how to deal with changes. Yes, and then necessary tools. The kind of, it's a part of tool strategies for ongoing self-care and support. So we, you know, when you do the workshop, it becomes interactive. You have peer supports, and when you do this particular shop together, that's where the magic happens, as mentioned in the last podcast. You know, it's almost like personal coaching in a way. As individuals, we tend to learn more together, right? Because when you put more souls in one space, right, there's always, if you get two souls in one space, you're always going to have the third one, whether you know it or not. And so it's all about the path towards the sustained mental wellness and well-being towards your personal growth. So in this particular module, the objective of this module is to develop long-term plan for maintaining the confidence and resilience in life. It'll encourage us to encourage us into goal setting and workshops, and not only just focus on immediate kind of objectives, but also ability and vision future growth. Yeah, we can, you know, and they're all easy, actionable steps that we can take, and we have clear goals, and we can all create this mind map or roadmap that keeps us motivated on a high level. And we can become more focused, more clear in our personal development if we just stop reassuring and building resilience and confidence and reinforcing this confidence over time. When you get a chance to break through from the pattern, you'll naturally build a confidence. And the more you do it over time, the stronger you become. And before you know it, you know, I had a client of mine today. And I began consulting to him as a counselor, right? I forgot that I should have coached him instead. So I took a different approach to his teaching. And as I suggested for him to do, and he had this right mentality, even though the right mentality that I don't want to be reassured. I know this. I got this. So that was the kind of attitude. It was difficult to actually break into it. But I can understand the value of not being reassured, but doing things himself. And, you know, he had in his mindset that he was correct and was ready for taking the next step. So to me, that was a bit of a highlight today, to see this young individual, right, to take the idea that I don't want to be reassured anymore, you know, that doesn't teach me anything. And he did have some anxiety about him, by the way. Yeah. So when we look at sustaining growth, it actually involves integrating self-care, you know, in your daily lives, creation of self-care. You can have a calendar that serves as a tool for, you know, to incorporate learned practices. And, you know, we need routines. We need this developing habits, this kind of thinking, this mindset. We can actually see and recognize the significance of having this mental and emotional, you know, way of thinking. Very proactive, like the student I mentioned, very proactive approach. And it does build this resilience in our life, you know, we become stronger from it. And we can handle the adversities that come our way much easier with a stronger mindset. This is the whole idea you know, getting closer to our modules, to the end of our modules, is to have this stronger mindset through the ability of recognizing that, catching ourselves, you know, wow, I just need that reassurance, yeah? Yeah. So, there is a, you know, involved, this particular module involves, like if you get involved, interactive workshop, helps us and is a community engagement. We can have the ability to opportunity to share our experiences, and we can learn from each other, right? Promoting, it also gives us a chance to promote a sense.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Of belonging as a group, support group, nice, we'll have a connection when we do that, you know. We'll face similar challenges, we'll learn from ourselves, we share. This collaboration, this environment that it, you know, when you do get involved with learning with a group, it invites us to learn through the experience of and encourages, you know, to really learn from ourselves and also encourage us to participate. So it's all about this support network that'll make a difference to us when we get involved in memberships or community groups or, you know, involving little modules or lessons like these. Now, the program also includes resources available, like workbooks, articles, some videos are involved, worksheets, workbooks, yeah, all that sort of stuff. And that kind of serves valuable tools that we can use for continual learning and practices. Yeah, so we don't miss the message. Too much going on. It's easy to do a course in something and just forget about it. So we don't want to be forgetting about this particular course, you know, especially if you got the pattern of over-needing, seeking the reassurance, you know. Yeah. Yeah, so we can also go into reflective practices where we get to reflect, you know, on this module. We'll explore, again, mentioned the origins of the reassurance and seeking. Where did that happen to? What was the experience for you? Where did you pick up that particular? What gave you the assumptions that's what you need to live with? Why are we continuing this pattern even though we know it, but we feel anxiety from it, then we keep doing it? It's kind of a behavioral thing. And so what type of coping mechanisms do you have? And reflections on that. And we can all identify our triggers for this, you know, by actually identifying and reflecting, all right? And what coping strategies are you currently using? What can you share with your chance to share? What's working for you? What isn't? And we'll learn from each other in that way. And then we also can share the comforting practices of what sort of comforting practice I use to support you and others and to build this healthier relationship, you know, with of mutual support, you know, as a group when you learn this. And so when we think about putting together the module, what's it all about? Its aim is to actually empower you with the skills and strategies that are necessary to sustain the growth and confidence. And we'll need to kind of focus on one and self-care, community support, personal development, cultivate resilience and improve the mental well-being. So we're all encouraged to, you know, this transformative journey. We're all, you know, we're all engaged in this transformative journey. And then we get the ability to share, once again, winding it up now, sharing our experiences and coping strategies. And then being open to the openness of this learning. You know, if we were involved in a Zoom call at the moment, I'll be asking you these questions like, what specific goals do you want to set for your personal growth, and how do you plan to achieve them? That'd be one question. The other question I could ask you is, how can you integrate self-care practices in your daily routine and do that effectively? Another one would be, in what ways do you think your peer support groups, right, which mentioned, can enhance your journey towards like a sustained confidence with resilience? And what coping strategies have you identified, right, that can help you manage anxiety without having to seek reassurance, right? What kind of coping strategies have you identified in yourself that helps you manage anxiety without seeking reassurance? Remember, reassurance is short. You know, getting reassurance is only short term. Then the mind flips again. It goes back in the anxiety of the seeking of the reassurance. And you know, it's only band-aid fixes. If you followed the module from the beginning, we mentioned that earlier. And one more question: how will you utilize the resources provided in the module, as mentioned, to continue your personal development beyond this course? So yeah, not forgetting the lesson, and every lesson's a blessing and a blessing. So looking for that silver lining, looking not to forget this course, always applying it. It's available always. So it's good. Module 9 out of the way, guys. So that's all about. You know, whoever participates in the course, that's the one. So hope that's kind of moved you, changed you in some way, this particular module. You know, maybe you've, you know, got some nuggets out of it, and it's important. That's the whole aim of it. And so it's winding it back, and it's time to say goodbye. Till the next podcast, it's Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, Coach Anxiety. Let's keep on keeping and going and sustaining this growth that you're getting, and being resilient and just keeping that confidence going. I would really definitely like to know, have your comments if you like. How are you going so far if you're following this particular course? Send us a message. Let us know. Reach out through our email. You know, how are you going? And if you've reached up to, you know, module 9, what sort of changes are you experiencing? And I can't wait to do this particular course again, so with you guys. Over and out. So looking forward to next module. Yes, so again, Nick here, blessings, and look for the silver linings. That is some course I definitely want to put together, the silver lining. Find the blessings in the silver lining and keep looking for those blessings, and life is full of silver lining. And you know, and we don't have to feel like we're victims all the time. So there you go, over and out till next podcast. Wishing you the best. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.